Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of The Magic Sponge. Rob Beckett here with Ian Smith and Jimmy Ballard.
Yep, I'm back. Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hello, and welcome to a little extra edition of Magic Sponge. This is a manager special. We've got new Leatherhead boss, Jimmy Ballard.
Yes, I'm here.
We're just giving a lot to the people at the minute, aren't
Ian
we?
Smith,
extra episodes.
Extra episodes. Just chatting about your management job, and also Allardyce has gone.
I know.
So a lot of people are thinking... Leatherhead's going well.
It's a weird coincidence, isn't it?
How's Leatherhead going?
Loving it.
Yeah?
Fantastic, yes. Third game in last night. We lost 1-0. But listen, it's a learning curve for us. And it's, for me especially, it's been absolutely brilliant.
Have you got who's in your background staff?
I've got Stevie Salas at the minute. He's to do with Millwall. He's full-time at Millwall at the minute, part-time with us. He was there. He's been there quite a bit before me. So I kept him on. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's absolutely top class. He's been brilliant for me. Got Richard Brady's the chairman I first met, who's been top draw. And I got John Beals, who knows that standard. My best mate, he's like player coach. He can still play. And he captained Margate for 6 years. And he's been around that. He's decent.
Oh, so you've got a decent little team.
Yeah, got a decent little team around me, which you need.
Got a manager's office?
I've not got a manager's office. I've got like a boardroom. Which is nice, but it isn't. It's a lovely little ground.
Yeah.
It really is. It's nice. It's lovely pitch.
Yeah,
beautiful pitch.
Is it 3G
nice,
or
big. No? Real grass.
Oh,
real grass.
not fake.
Real grass.
but it's
lovely,
lovely and wide,
lovely and long. And as I said, we've got lovely training facility as well. So.
Quality. And what's the plan eventually? Where's your?
This is a serious podcast.
What's your management aspirations? Where do you want to end up? England jobs are obviously that's ridiculous. You're doing it now, but would that be a dream job?
No,
for you?
Not really. Not looking that far ahead, obviously.
Managing the Prem.
I'd love to go. Yeah, I'd love to go into league football one day. I really would. So why not? I started my football career at Ryman Prem, which is funny enough, same league, and I've started my managerial career. Ryan Prem, so why not go league football?
Just you would take the England job, though, wouldn't you? If someone offered it to
now,
you
now, I'd take it.
Like for whatever reason, they just said, "Jimmy, do you fancy doing
surely
this?"
Surely you must have knowledge as a manager. It's like ridiculous me saying I take it now because I don't know enough, and the players will be asking me questions.
It'd be fun though.
Need a bit of time there, mate. It's a bit of time.
Imagine your notebook.
But
good job.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid of it at the same time. But
who would you drop? Who would you bring in?
To be fair, if you have a look at the England squad now, I really like our squad.
Yeah, it's decent,
isn't it? I think young, energetic.
Walcott, though, he might have to come back in. Well, this is serious, isn't it? So who are your management influences? Who have you...
Oh, blimey. Don't ask me that, Rob.
So what have you picked up on that? Barry Fry obviously had a big impact.
I had all different kinds of managers. This is where I think I would have learnt from. I've had the likes of Barry, Harry... Like Ryan.
Gary.
See why I've done that?
And Larry.
Barry, Harry, Gary.
It's like you're making them up.
Yeah. And Chris.
Yeah. Peltel and Jill.
But
yeah.
And then I had like the Roy Hodgson's down the line, Phil Brand. So I learnt Paul Jewell.
If you could pick one of the managers you had, who would you want to be most like?
Could I go for like a mix between it?
Yeah, what's your ultimate?
So I'd go for a Chris Coleman player management.
Yeah.
I'd go for Barry Fry enthusiasm and energy. And I'd go for Roy Hodgson for tactical awareness.
What about, would you do a team talk on the pitch? Would you Phil Brown it up?
It'd be
if
nothing
you're
like
losing?
Roy's. And it'd be more like Chris's and Barry's.
So what your team talk's just like? Confidence and enthusiasm and just
I've got
like
a lot
positive.
Of confidence, a lot of enthusiasm and... I feel just, I know what, already after three games, I know what our players can and can't do, which is a big thing, I feel.
And what have you had any, like, you've thrown your toys out of pram yet, or any big reactions? You've done, the season's gone pretty well so far, one defeat, but no, you won't need that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be like that. As I say, this is a learning curve for me at the minute as well, so, but last night was the most disappointed I've been.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was better than that. I spoke to them and I felt like we was, you know, boys against men. And they felt that as well.
Yeah.
So, going forward, we've got some new players coming in. And we've got some good players here. Believe me, we've got some really good players. We shouldn't be where we are in the league.
Can
You really fancy yourself, Rob, as a player, don't you?
I really want to see you one day.
I'm sure the boys would love you coming down. And listen,
after
a serious training session, you can come and do a little bit after. How's that?
You could push someone out of the way.
Yeah,
give some spares. You can spare run. Some meat.
Maybe we could go down and be like the ball boys for a game. Do you have ball boys?
Yeah, do you have ball boys? Okay, speed up your play. Like when it goes out of play, it's going to wait, and me and Rob we're throwing the ball straight back on. Does Leverhead have a mascot?
We don't know.
There's an opening for me.
What's their nickname?
If work's still drying up,
still how is work?
Imagine if we just had a mascot with a leather head. Great, wouldn't it? Is the Leverhead mascot?
And then Leverhead, who's the one with the chainsaw? Texas chainsaw.
Leverhead comes up.
Entertaining the kids.
Absolutely class.
And what you're going to wear for the next game? Is it always the same outfit? Lucky outfit?
Yeah. Why does everyone ask that? It's weird.
Because you're very fashionable footballer, aren't you? So, well, no, but you like clothes. You like wearing different types of clothes. You know when you want a match of the day, you cause a stir by wearing like Doc Cox
blouse. No, this is the stiffest thing I've ever heard in my life. I was on match of the day because I had two shirt buttons undone. They went mad.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not
like,
saying.
Hang on. That is the reason why they went mad.
Yeah.
I had two shirts. Now, listen, I'm not the one in the wrong. The people there saying, it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
You're the one in the wrong. I've got two shirt buttons undone. Get a life.
Yeah.
Sort yourselves out. No, that ain't fashion. That's just two shirt buttons undone.
Yeah, no, but what I'm telling you is because they're used to seeing people in full suits and tie, it's like there's nothing wrong with shorts and flip flops. If you 100%. Go to a funeral in them, people are going to look.
Well,
that's the point.
They're black
shorts and flip flops. Well, I was going to do this. I was going to go on the first. Imagine this, turn out the first game with a pair of dungarees. That'd be different class though, wouldn't it? Because at the end of the day, it's only like
it doesn't matter.
It's only material, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only cloth. I said pair of dungarees and a pair of Timberlands or flip flops.
Yeah.
There with an old manky t-shirt and a bucket.
You should. I totally agree. I think.
Like, what's the bucket for?
Just like spit and wash, isn't it? Spit and swilling spit, whatever it is. Boxers. Just to loosen them up a bit.
Sounds like one of the
it's
teams
psych
you've
got, out. Psych out the other team as well.
And the magic sponge would be in it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Have you got a magic sponge? Have you got a physio?
Yeah. We just get... our physio's been away for 2 weeks, but we're just in the middle of getting one. So.
Okay, brilliant. Well, thanks very much,
No problem. I know it's a bit serious,
but
it means
good.
A lot to me. Thank you.
Career path, isn't it?
And I knew, before we stop, and I knew that would be the most difficult thing, was to get over my seriousness... And it is a career path for me over to the players and the people outside. So that was a serious, and I knew that would be the the
hardest question. Yeah, because then we live around fans and players. This
exactly
is, you've
right.
got a, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
you
it's serious are, for me.
And genuinely, because we all mess about and have a laugh,
100%.
But you are genuinely 100% committed
yes,
to this.
And
that's why
that
you've not
yeah,
been
yeah.
in, because you've been focusing on what is essentially, this is a bit of a fun
Rob.
Side project,
no,
but that is your
on.
Main passion and what yeah, you want to do well in. So good luck to you.
Why can't you have both? Why can't you have both?
Exactly, and it's good that you are, you know, taking it seriously and doing
thanks,
really well
guys.
At it.
Thank
so well
you.
Done.
Yes, and, cheers, Rob. Thanks,
guys. And I'm looking forward to coming down and watching. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
And support Leverhead.
See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye, boys and girls.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this? What is...
I know what this one is.
That looks really okay. bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.